It's almost time for another public hearing in Burnaby. On Tuesday, March 28, members of the public can come out to Burnaby City Hall, 4949 Canada Way, at 5 p.m., or tune in online, to share their thoughts on proposed developments and projects that require rezoning applications. You can also write into council regarding rezoning applications before 2:45 p.m. on the day of the public hearing. What's up for development this month? Here's an overview of the applications on this month's agenda. You can read the agenda online and click the subheadings to find detailed reports. A 12-tower high-rise master plan is proposed for an area in the west of Brentwood Town Center. First Capital, Chris Dikeko's Architects, Buchanan West Conceptual Master Plan. Purpose: to establish a conceptual master plan and design guidelines for the Buchanan West site, to guide further rezoning applications. No specific development is proposed by this rezoning application. Developer, applicant: First Capital Asset Management. Neighborhood: Brentwood Town Center. First brought to council, September 16, 2019. First Capital, Chris Dikeko's Architects. First Capital, Chris Dikeko's Architects. First Capital, Chris Dikeko's Architects. Details: the Buchanan West site is 10.68 acres occupied by a hotel and other low-rise commercial businesses. The conceptual plan seeks to create not only transit-oriented development, but a vibrant and walkable mixed-use neighborhood that is seamlessly integrated within the broader urban fabric of the Brentwood Town Center via a rational network of connections and open spaces. 12 mixed-use residential and commercial towers proposed. More than 6,000 homes, catering to a range of household types and income levels. 2 new streets. A 6-story development planned at 4049 Hastings Street in the Heights. Vittoria Developments, Stuart Howard Architects, City of Burnaby. 4049 Hastings Street. 6-story mixed-use rental apartments with commercial uses. Purpose: for construction of a 6-story mixed-use multifamily rental apartment with commercial uses. Developer: Vittoria Developments. Neighborhood: Hastings Street, The Heights. First brought to council, August 30, 2021. Vittoria Developments, Stuart Howard Architects, City of Burnaby. Details: currently on the site is a low-rise commercial building. 35 market rental units proposed. 9 studios, between 474 and 546 square feet. 18 one-bedrooms, between 625 and 753 square feet, 7 two-bedrooms, between 701 and 920 square feet, and 1 three-bedroom, 1,025 square feet. 68 parking spaces, 62 bike spots. Amenities include an outdoor rooftop deck, a 6-story non-market rental building planned for 7736th Street Metro Vancouver Housing Corporation, Perkins Eastman Architects, 7736th Street. 6-story non-market rental building with child care facility. Purpose: for construction of a 6-story multifamily non-market rental building with an in-home child care facility for up to 8 children. Developer: Metro Vancouver Housing Corporation. Neighborhood: 6th Street. First brought to council, April 4, 2022. Metro Vancouver Housing Corporation, Perkins Eastman Architects. Details: currently on the site are 30 townhouse units built in 1984. 174 total rental units planned. 9 studios, between 388 and 438 square feet, 69 one-bedrooms, between 552 and 669 square feet, 87 two-bedrooms, between 775.7 and 1,168 square feet, 9 three-bedrooms, between 1,002 and 1,168 square feet. MVHC is seeking funding from provincial and federal governments to rent the units at shelter rates, rent geared to income, low end of market rates. A minimum proposal is 40% of the units at 20% below CMHC median rental rates. The median rate for Southeast Burnaby is $1,344, and 60% at low end of market rental rates. 38 adaptable units included, 21 accessible parking stalls, 105 parking spaces total. All will have an individual outlet for level 2 electric vehicle charging, 384 total bike spaces, 19 scooter parking spaces for aging in place. Amenities include a lounge, event space with kitchen and office, and an outdoor courtyard. For more information on how to engage in public hearings, see the city's website.